T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
We now know just how big the take was from a robbery at a Northside marijuana dispensary this month. It was really big. Details from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Earlier this month, a thief got into the Mocha Pot dispensary in the Logan Square neighborhood and used a torch to break into the safe. The Sun-Times says the burglar slipped out with $200,000 cash. A police report says the burglar had deactivated the video surveillance system. Police suspect an inside job. One reason so much cash was on hand is that pot dispensaries cannot deposit money in most banks since marijuana is still illegal at the federal level. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
If your FedEx package registers as missing in transit, it could be because of a theft from one of the delivery company's semi-trucks early this morning.
It's not clear how many packages were taken, but state police say someone opened the back of a stalled FedEx truck on the shoulder of I-57 and helped themselves. It happened at around midnight near 127th Street in Calumet Park. State police are looking into it, but do not have expressway cameras to help with their investigation since they're not on that stretch. A trooper on the scene notified the driver the gate was open and packages were missing. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Orland Park police were able to catch up with a man who got away from them weeks earlier when they tried to arrest him on suspicion of breaking into cars in the southwest suburb. 19-year-old Reno McMahon of Palos Hills is accused of crashing into two police cars and another vehicle in his getaway on January 8th. He was arrested in Park Forest on Monday. Some neighbors in the Midway Airport area are upset over how hazardous it is to walk past a large business center in their area, at least without falling down.
The Midway Business Center in the 5600 block of South Archer was sold for millions back in 2016. Since then, the owners have left the state and those walking by in the winter to fend for themselves.
It's dangerous.
Residents like Lutricia Rogers walk by on a daily basis. She tells CBS 2 it's time the owners follow the law and clear the sidewalks.
You can slip and fall, break your back, break a leg, break some.
CBS 2 reports the owners of the business center did not respond to a request for comment. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Cook County Assessor is ready to re-up his effort to push for legislation requiring more transparency in how property values are assessed.
Assessor Fritz Kagi worked out some differences with Illinois House Revenue Committee Chairman Michael Zaleski, and the disclosure bill would obtain tax income and other data from commercial property owners.
The bill will enshrine transparency and accountability into law. For this and future administrations of the Cook County Assessor's Office, so we never have to go back.
Kagi told the City Club of Chicago some have suggested he go a little slower with such reforms, but no.
This embrace of a failed status quo makes no sense. To us, that's assessment's original sin.
Better data, he says, mean more accurate assessments. In the loop, Craig Dullimore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Applications to vote by mail are now available for the Illinois primary on March 17th. What will be new this year for the Chicago Board of Elections is a system that lets voters track their ballots through the mail to make sure they are received. There's more information at chicagoelections.gov. A police chase ended in a crash near Burnham Harbor on the near south side early this morning. Police say a driver they tried to stop for a minor traffic violation on southbound Lakeshore Drive kept on going, losing control on the exit at 18th Street, hitting three light poles and a barrier. The 26-year-old man was taken into custody, also hospitalized, but is stable. There will be a memorial ceremony next Wednesday afternoon for U.S. Army Specialist Miguel Villalone in the auditorium of his alma mater, East Aurora High School. Villalone was killed earlier this month by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. He will be buried Saturday in his hometown, Brownsville, Texas. The Daily Herald reports his mother, Olivia Villalone, will return to Aurora for the Wednesday ceremony. The Cook County Medical Examiner reports the 22nd cold-related death of this winter season. It's 96-year-old Clayton Wynn, found dead in southwest suburban Bridgeview on Monday. The ME says Wynn died of heart disease with cold exposure and diabetes as contributing factors, calling the death an accident. Last season, 60 people in Cook County died of cold-related causes.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.